Nolte, Child Grooming Backlash, Disney Stock Collapsed Nearly 50% in Year. By John Nolte on June 23, 2022. 1 year ago, a share of Walt Disney Company stock was worth nearly $180. Today, it's worth, laughably, just $93. As Red State, who first reported on this, points out, Disney stock has plummeted nearly 50% as their political-infused productions continue to turn away audiences and garner angry fan reactions. I'll get to that in a moment, but let's not forget Disney's decision to come out in favor of grooming prepubescent children with gay porn in schools. As I wrote in March, that was the brand game changer of all brand game changers. What Disney has done is like Skippy putting dog poop in its peanut butter. Like tofu putting meat in its tofu. Like Charmin putting sandpaper in its toilet paper. By openly embracing child grooming, Disney has imploded everything the Disney brand stands for. This company is no longer a safe bet. Instead, it has betrayed itself and its customer base. Normal everyday American families, you know. The 99% of families who would never expose a small child to a drag queen. Allow me to put it this way. When Disney can't open the latest chapter of its most iconic animated franchise, Toy Story, it's all over. Disney's woke catartery has already destroyed Star Wars as a film franchise. And the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been hit, Doctor Strange 2, and this, The Eternals. Disney is giving everything up, and since you can't force people to watch or enjoy something that either makes them uncomfortable or exposes their children to human sexuality before they are ready, Disney is floundering. Disney has broken the three legs of its stool, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars. What once was entertaining is now two things people hate about movies. 1. Woke lectures and 2. Sitting there stressed out waiting for the woke lecture. People do not go to the movies to be made uncomfortable, stressed out, or to have the innocence of their children shattered by same-sex sex or anything else. Try as Hollywood might, you cannot mainstream gay sex. It makes too many of us too uncomfortable. And exposing small children to it is immoral. Is a form of grooming, and shatters a child's innocence long before they are psychologically prepared for it. Right now, Disney's only success is its parks and streaming service. It won't be long before all the gay stuff on the streaming service begins to damage subscriber growth. Good and decent parents protect their children from adult sexuality, and most parents are good and decent. That's why Lightyear tanked. Good and decent families stayed home. Disney is now toxic, is now harmful to your children. A danger to your kids, a grooming outfit backed by billions of dollars looking to twist your child into a psychologically damaged sexual being it can exploit and abuse. And now Disney is worth about half of what it was worth a year ago. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.